USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More families are gathering on this, the second pandemic-era Thanksgiving. In New York, spectators returned for the Thanksgiving Day Parade after a mostly virtual event last year. There were 28 floats, 10 marching bands from across the nation, and 15 giant character balloons. President Biden called into the Macy's Day Parade from Nantucket Island, where he and the First Lady are spending the holiday. He also released a video on Twitter wishing Americans a happy and closer to normal Thanksgiving.
As we give thanks for what we have, we also keep in our hearts those who we lost and those who have lost so much, and those who have an empty seat at their kitchen table or their dining room table this year because of this virus or another cruel twist of fate or accident.
He also visited a Coast Guard station on Nantucket, where he thanked service members. This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.